There's a congressman in Michigan who starts nearly every conversation with, "Call me Fred."
Call me Fred on the thing if you can.
Thank you for being with us, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, it's Fred Al. How are you?
Fred, thank you.
Thank you,
Fred. It's always Fred.
Fred Upton, the neighborly congressman, has survived more than a dozen election cycles to hold on to the 6th congressional district and the southwest part of the state for 34 years. He represents Kalamazoo all the way out to Lake Michigan, down to the border with Indiana. In recent years, Fred Upton has been viewed as a centrist Republican, one who publicly challenges President Trump and often engages in bipartisan messaging with Democratic colleagues. Being more centered than his right-leaning party behooves him as he represents a district that's slowly become more liberal over time. It's also presented an opportunity for Democrats who have long felt that Fred Upton's seat is vulnerable. Lindsay Moore is a reporter with the Kalamazoo Gazette who has been writing about this year's congressional race in the 6th. Lindsay, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about it.
So Fred Upton's challenger this year is Democratic State Representative John Hoadley. For those who may not know him from his work in the legislature, can you tell us a little bit about him?
Sure. So he is term limited, hence why he's kind of moving up and looking to unseat Upton this year. Some of Hoadley's big campaign pillars are clean water, health care. Hoadley initially kind of went into his state house race a couple years ago because his partner was diagnosed with MS, so really motivated him and has been a big part of his story all along is those prescription drug prices.
Look, this is personal to me. This is my home. And I want to say, after 34 years in Congress, with some of the best health care under the American taxpayer's dime, Mr. Upton voted to limit access to health care over 60 times. My partner's medication would cost $7,200 a month if we didn't have health insurance.
So along with that, he's one of our openly gay members and would be, if he won, the first openly gay member of Congress in Michigan. And so that's also a big part of his platform.
2018 was a big election year for Democrats. They were able to narrow the margin between Fred Upton and the nominee, the Democratic nominee in that race, but they didn't win. What would Democrats have to do differently to change that outcome this year?
That's kind of the big question right now. I was actually just speaking with a Western Michigan University political science professor talking about that, because given Upton's track record, you know, he is kind of the Goliath in this district by far, and there's been a lot of Davids. But I think one big difference here is that early voter turnout, and it's going to really come down to that in terms of, will we see the quote-unquote blue wave coming down from the presidential campaign? Will that have enough momentum that, you know, Democrats historically benefit from that because they're more likely to vote straight ticket? And so if Hoadley can ride that blue wave, he's a good contender.
Lindsay, is it clear to you that Fred Upton is feeling the heat? I mean, he's worked so long on constituent services, building his relationships with Debbie Dingell and other folks across the aisle. Does the campaign seem like they're taking this year's challenge seriously?
I think it's fair to say they're taking it seriously. I don't want to speak for them to say that they're shaking in their boots, per se. I was just going through some campaign finance, and they still have Hoadley's campaign beat by $500,000 overall. I will say that Hoadley's campaign is heating up, especially financially. In this last quarter, they raised over $1 million, which is more than Upton's campaign has ever done in a single quarter. So I think there is momentum there, and I think that Upton takes him seriously as a challenger. Their debates, you know, are civil, and they go back and forth, and it feels like a fair fight.
Fred Upton has been vocal and publicly critical of President Trump. But as they've sparred in the debates and in ads, does he have a record that is that he can run on as being different from the Republican Party line?
Yeah, so Fred Upton does really like to advocate himself as being bipartisan. In almost every answer, he'll talk about reaching across the aisle and working with the Problem Solvers Caucus. 538 does a great job of tracking those votes, though, and they have him at almost 95% agreeing with policies that President Trump supports. So that's a big one for the Hoadley campaign to kind of throw right back at him and talk specifically about the record.
Yeah, I'm sure this is complicated in a year when there have been so many watershed events. Fred Upton has said this year that he supports Black Lives Matter. I imagine there can't be that many Republicans who are saying that right now, since it has been a polarizing issue among some Republicans and Democrats. How does his more moderate messaging play with Republicans in the district?
That's a good question. I'll speak to what I know on that. So you're right that Fred does openly say Black Lives Matter. And in the most recent debate, he was pretty strong in saying that we can't debate racism, but rather dismantle it.
We should acknowledge and dismantle it. Black lives indeed matter. I joined a number of peaceful protests, particularly after the deaths of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, across our district. And as a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus, I was part of a working group that really seeks reform.
And so he talks a bit about that with police reform measures. I don't know that I want to speak for other Republicans on whether or not they agree with Fred. I would agree with you that not all Republicans are coming out and saying Black Lives Matter in the same way or kind of dancing around it with different messaging. But I think Fred saw the writing on the wall on that one, that if he was going to compete with Hoadley, who is more progressive and who says it, you know, without batting an eye, that he needed to catch up on that mm-hmm. on that platform.
Are there things that John Hoadley is saying that might find some resonance in a year when many people in Western Michigan are facing economic hardship?
For sure, with the conversation around coronavirus and the economic impact of that, one of the debate questions on the last TV debate was, you know, what will we do for the economy? And Hoadley's answer immediately was, well, we need to kind of fix the virus before we fix the economy.
We all agree that there should be support for our small businesses. One area, though, that we may have some disagreement on is, are we going to put the pieces in place that let consumers have the confidence to be going back to work? I mean, going back to our restaurants to eat, going back to spend in our local businesses. And that only happens when we have a plan to deal with COVID-19.
So he's, you know, really set on how do we get a stimulus package that goes more directly to teachers, for example, or to first responders. That being said, you know, Hoadley and Upton agree a lot on that stuff, which is hard sometimes for the undecided voter, that if they're both kind of promoting that stimulus package or promoting getting back on the feet or promoting small business, who do you choose? And so I think that's why this race is kind of a tough one for moderates.
You know, just as Fred Upton has had to show his cards on issues like Black Lives Matter that might matter to center-leaning left voters, I imagine John Hoadley has had to address some issues that more conservative voters in the sixth might have had. What have you heard him saying that might set him apart a little bit from other Democrats running this year?
That's interesting because, I think both of these candidates do lean to the center and play to that as a competitive advantage. I think the stickiest issue that Hoadley's gotten himself into in terms of left versus right is the police reform and defunding the police. So Republicans at large and Upton himself have kind of gone after Hoadley about his vote on a House bill that discouraged local government from defending or abolishing the police.
I'd like him to tell us why he voted no on a bill entitled to discourage local units of government from defunding or abolishing their local police departments. Discourage local units of government from defunding or abolishing their local police departments.
I want to be really specific with that verbiage because it wasn't a budget bill, but it was discouraging local government from defunding the police. And Hoadley was one of the minority votes in that to say, no, we should not discourage local government. And so he's had to not necessarily backtrack, but continually explain that that's what the vote was for and that it's not an outright defunding, although Fred's ads have, you know, pointedly said, you said, let's defund the police. So that's been a big one that they're going head to head on and trying to kind of parse those words to fit the box of either left or right.
Lindsay, this has been such a bruising political year. I mean, the competition for that top of the ticket race is just so bare knuckles and brutal. And I almost wonder, hearing what you say about both candidates in this race, really trying to court the middle, would you say that centrism is in and of itself something that that voters have said that they want in Western Michigan right now? They may be divided with their neighbors and with their own families even.
Certainly, yeah. I think that's fair. I think that a split ticket is going to be more common among voters, certainly among voters that are taking the time to really educate themselves. I think that's a big plus out of all of this, is that we've seen a lot of people be really interested in those Vote 411 questionnaires that MLive and the Kalamazoo Gazette have helped put out. And more than anything, I think the mail-in ballot also gives time for people to really think about who they want regardless of party. I think bipartisanship has come up a number of times for a reason, because there's an appetite for it.
Lindsay Moore is a reporter with the Kalamazoo Gazette. Lindsay, thanks so much for your work, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. It was a blast.